USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We have complete vindication.
Lawyers for President Trump say that they're very pleased at the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report and the Attorney General William Barr's four-page summary, which was made public yesterday. Rudy Giuliani says it was a complete exoneration of President Trump, saying it was better than what he expected considering who was conducting the probe.
It's quite clear that this group was hardly a group of Trump fans. It's made up of almost all Democrats, some of them very, very rabid partisans, including one who was a lawyer for the Clinton Foundation.
A new caravan of migrants is reportedly moving through Mexico towards the U.S. The National Migration Institute says about 1,200 migrants from Central America and Cuba had already crossed from Guatemala into Mexico, and they decided to form a caravan over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. No credit, no worries. Introducing No Credit Check now at Sprint. Sprint is offering its best rate plans to customers who do not want to run their credit. The No Credit Check program at Sprint allows customers to bring their own device or buy any smartphone outright and sign up for one of Sprint's unlimited plans. You can get one line of unlimited Kickstart for just $25 and a free Moto E5 after $100 prepaid MasterCard with no credit check. Plus, unlimited data, talk and text, and streaming in DVD quality. Simply bring your phones or buy new ones, and everyone is approved for 5 lines, guaranteed, all without a credit check. For more, visit ilimitadoya.com. Unlimited kickstart, up to 2 lines. Data deprioritization during congestion applies. With autopay, requires new line, port, and BYOD or full SRP phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Moto E-Free requires online registration and 60 days of service. One new line and purchase of new phone before card ships. Restrictions apply.
The Mueller probe may be over, but a lot of other investigations into President Trump and his associates are just getting started. And in one of them, a top Trump administration official says he's willing to work with the House Judiciary Panel. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Through his attorney, White House advisor, and presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner says he will provide documents that they're requesting. The committee is conducting a sweeping inquiry into the Trump administration, the campaign, and the Trump businesses. The document request earlier this month went to 81 individuals and organizations as the committee looks into possible corruption, obstruction of justice, and ethics violations within the administration.
A dozen people accused in the nation's biggest college admissions bribery case due in Boston federal court today. They include 6 college athletic coaches, an associate athletics director, 2 SAT ACT test administrators, and 2 people accused of working with alleged ringleader Rick Sanger. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Another student from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida has reportedly committed suicide. Police not releasing the name yet, but they do say the student has been attending that high school. News of the death comes a week after 19-year-old Sydney Aiello committed suicide. She'd been diagnosed with PTSD after surviving the mass shooting in the high school in February of 2018, shootings that claimed the lives of 17 people. New Jersey lawmakers are scheduled to vote on legislation to legalize recreational marijuana today, but it's unclear if there are enough votes to get the measure passed. Throughout last week, Governor Phil Murphy and legislative leaders have been trying to change minds who are not on board with it. On Friday, Murphy said votes are still not there yet. In either chamber, the legislation would make it legal for people 21 and older to use weed, calling for expungement for those convicted of low-level marijuana offenses in the past. And the Sweet 16 matchups are all set for the NCAA tournament after a wild first weekend in the men's tourney. The Sweet 16 taking place this upcoming Thursday and Friday, spread between 4 regional sites around the country. And that's going to just step up the March Madness another tick. You can always find out more about us and our programming by visiting us online. We're at usaradio.com. Again, that's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.